Now, I came across a conversation on social media yesterday and I found it very interesting. It was a group of women who were discussing the worst thing that anyone ever said to them. Now, some of the stories were jaw-dropping in terms of the nastiness that people had encountered. For example, there was a woman who said she was going to a takeaway one night and a random stranger, a man, came over to her and says, "Ah, of course, the fat girl has to have her fast food." And another woman who joined in the conversation told about a former teacher who said to you, "You're useless and you'll never amount to anything." And then there was another woman who recalled being told by an older relative, "You better marry a rich man when you leave school because you're certainly not academic." Now, very few of us, I suppose, have gone through life without someone making a particularly nasty comment to us, whether it's an ex-boyfriend, an ex-girlfriend, a parent, a teacher, or a boss at work. But while some of us use those comments, I guess, to spur us on to greatness, almost like a way of defying the person who insulted us, the more sensitive people can really be affected by those words. And a lot of people on the thread I was reading said they continue to suffer from low self-esteem as a result of that one nasty remark that probably didn't cost the other person a thought. So I'm going to explore that a little bit further this afternoon, and I would love listeners to get in touch and tell us, what is the meanest thing, the nastiest thing anyone ever said to you? It could be a random stranger, it could be one of your own family, a friend, an ex-partner, whatever. But there's one remark I think nearly all of us have that is burnt on our brains. Now, to get the ball rolling, Trelee man Mike O'Donnell is here in studio with me. Mike, you're very welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre.
Was there anything that you ever recall that was said to you that really stung over the
years? You rang me this morning, Deirdre, about this particular subject, no, really, going to school, there was never anything said that put me down. There was never anything said that encouraged me either, you know, which was, I suppose, a put down in itself. But you were talking about social media there. I mean, social media is the greatest put down of all time, you know. I mean, they can be nasty without any
recrimination.
But the first time we encountered any kind of a put down really was when we went dancing, you know. And it was a shock. Because all the men lined up on one side of the hall and the women lined up on the other side of the hall. And of course, we went across. There was a stampede as soon as the music started. When Dickie Rock sang his first three notes, everybody, all the men stampeded. And you could see the women kind of backing up against the wall, you know. And of course, if they said no to your offer of a dance, I mean, that was the height of rejection. You would have to make it back then the way you came from. What we call the walk of shame.
The walk of shame, exactly.
You see?
And I suppose that was a rejection in itself.
Oh, it was, of course, yes.
But just in terms of words and what people say, do you think some people are more sensitive than others to nasty comments? I mean, there are some people and things like that would roll off them like water off a duck's back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, a typical example, actually, is I think Christy Hennessy's song, "You Are a Star" or "I Am a Star." Do you know that?
Beautiful song.
Yeah, beautiful song. That was born out of some comment the teacher made to him at school. Do you know that he kind of said, "You'll never amount to anything." Do you know? And that was it. And that kind of spurned that song, if you like. That was his retort.
Yeah. You know, look at me now.
Yeah, exactly.
This is it, yeah. And I wonder too why some comments are kind of burnt on our brains, you know, that like a lot of people will say mean, nasty things to you, but there's some one thing that will stick in your head, like, is that because we all have an Achilles heel, that we all have something that really is our sore point?
Especially if they said to us when we're small, when we're young, Deirdre. You know, I mean, I've been in Toastmasters for many years now, and a lot of the speakers, that would be their reason for coming to Toastmasters. Somebody had put them down when they were younger, and there was this little voice in their heads always telling them that they couldn't speak or they couldn't do this or they couldn't do that, you know. And it was probably a teacher that said something to them at school, "Shut up and sit down, you know, keep your mouth shut, you can't speak," or something like that. You know, so it does live on, certainly, if you do get the rejection and the lack of encouragement. We're different nowadays. We encourage our kids, you know, so. But And the kind of the rejection can follow you too into adult life, if you like. You know, the I met a girl one day now, and she did a project in school about the St. Joseph's Monastery, and she wrote to the council about doing something, putting a plaque there or something like that. She never even got a letter back. You know, she wrote to several councils, she contacted several councillors. We'll be in touch. You know, and that's rejection as well. You should be very careful about encouraging teenagers and young people that if they have an idea, at least discuss it. You know, sit down and discuss it. Because if you reject them, they'll never come up with another idea again, so they don't care, you know.
It was interesting what you were saying there at the outset, and I didn't think of it when I was preparing this piece, about, you said about social media, that people can say things on social media without fear of recrimination. And I wonder too, is nastiness almost worse when it's written down, when the words are typed in front of you? I mean, you could say something to me and, you know, I might forget about it in a few minutes, but if it's written down on social media and it's nasty...
And you see, it's shared.
Deirdre. Yeah, and it's shared, yeah.
You see, everybody thinks that way then, you know. And a lot of the time is jealousy. You know, somebody won't have a good idea themselves, your ideas are tossed aside, or your suggestions are tossed aside. Teacher at school, you might come up with a good idea. They don't want to know.
Yeah, you know? This is it.
So they put you down. And as a result, you kind of sit there and keep your mouth shut. You don't say anything else. So when you're put down, you stay down. You know, when you're encouraged, you lift yourself up. And you did say, of course, a lot of people, their ultimate... payback is that they do well, you know, they do the direct opposite of what they've been told they can achieve, you know.
To defy.
Exactly, I'll teach him, you know.
And what struck me as well was the amount of, on that thread I was reading, the amount of insults that people said were burnt in their brain that actually came from their parents.
Like, oh, yeah.
Parents saying you'll never amount to anything, or you've no brains, so you should marry a rich man, all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that stupid stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember when we were going to school, what you'd be told is... that no, before I have every fella that ever delivered a message in Tralee ringing me and the Christianity fans that love messenger boy, you'll be told you'll never amount to anything, you'll only be a messenger boy. You know, that was a put down. And or you'll end up in the monastery, that was another one, like, you know, you're no good, you'll end up, which was St. Joseph's Industrial School. You know, they were kind of put downs always as well, you know, they were used, not so much, not parents anyway, I never had any... reason to for my parents. I never gave them any reason, although I gave them plenty of reasons.
Nothing too serious, though.
To tell
Mike.
Me I was useless and I'd never amount to anything. I wish they told me I'd never amount to anything, dear, because it would have prepared me when I didn't amount to anything.
I'll go ahead on that. Just on a serious note, we're always saying nowadays, and we've said it 1,000 times on this programme, people have said it, you can't open your mouth nowadays. You can't say anything. But I wonder, though, and I agree that we are being far too closely monitored by the PC Brigade in terms of our words. But on the other side of that, though, is it a good thing that we watch what we say more nowadays than we used to? I mean, even talking about teachers, teachers are very careful what they say to children nowadays, because they're aware that this is an impressionable mind and God knows what effect it could have if I said something bad to them.
Yeah, but you must learn to laugh at yourself too, Deirdre. You know, I mean, we're gone too politically correct. You know, you see black fella walking down the road, excuse me for saying that, no, you see a coloured person walking down the road and some kid will point, well, they don't anymore now because the kid next to them at school is probably coloured, you know. But one time you'd say, oh, look at the black man across the road. And, you know, there's nothing ever meant by it, Deirdre. You know, it's what's inside your heart, kind of, that counts. You know, and your actions that count. And I think we're gone overboard. You kind of have to almost, you know, you would nearly want to waver now before you open your mouth at all, you know.
I know. Yeah. But I wonder, though, it's probably no harm, though. I mean, if we've cut out racism and homophobia and stuff like that, that has to be a good thing.
Oh, well, it is. I can't see colour at all, Deirdre. When I meet people, they're people. And I say hello to everybody. Mm. You know, I'd say good morning if I see a guy walking down the road and he's obviously not Irish. And somebody will write in, you know, and say, how can he say that? I mean, you know. And I say good morning to everybody, good afternoon to everybody, good evening to everybody. And invariably they'll say hello back.
They do. Most people do say hello back.
They're walking around and they say, they don't talk to you, they don't look at you, they don't smile. If you smile and...
Smile and the world smiles with
exactly,
you, as they say.
Exactly.
So just finally, Mike, so in all your years, you don't remember anyone ever saying anything nasty to you that's stuck in your head?
Nothing.
Well, you see, I think that what it is that they must have said something, but you did. It didn't stick.
No.
It didn't.
I mean,
it was water off a duck's back.
And you know, I never played football. No, and when I did, it was absolutely useless. There was a field in the green when we went to the green school, and I'm going to get laced for this now, Deirdre, but it was called Cripple's Acre, because all the fellas, you're only, and that was the remark, you're useless, go over to Cripple's Acre. That was the name of the football field. And the only thing that gave me any bit of joy about playing in Cripple's Acre is that years after, Mikey Sheehy told me he played there when he went to the green first. So I said, if Mikey Sheehy played there, it can't be that bad.
Exactly, yeah. Very well said. Yeah. Mike, we let you go, but great to have you on the show.
Thank you,
Deirdre. Always lovely to meet you. And I'm sure that we get loads and loads of comments in. We're getting loads of comments in from people as well. Just to remind you all, we're asking people today, what was the nastiest, meanest thing anybody ever said to you? And I'm going to have a prize. I have two brand new books to give away to the two best stories that come in from listeners. 083 300 300.